This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, February 9th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ag Expo launches. Renewed push to raise Shasta Dam. 1-3-D lawsuit filed. And dicamba trade decisions. World Ag Expo kicks off in Tulare. The World Ag Expo opens tomorrow in Tulare, bringing farmers, ranchers, ag businesses all together for 3 days of equipment showcases, technology demonstrations, and policy-focused discussions. Organizers expect roughly 100,000 attendees and more than 1,200 exhibitors to fill the International AgriCenter grounds, which will highlight the latest in farm machinery, irrigation systems, ag tech, and on-farm services. The annual event, now in its 58th year, remains the largest outdoor agricultural exposition of its kind and a key meeting place for California producers and global industry leaders. This year's show, featuring dozens of seminars on issues top of mind for Western agriculture. That includes water management, labor, dairy markets, and precision technology. Equipment, ride and drive areas, and live demonstrations are expected to show strong interest, along with the Top 10 New Products Contest, showcasing emerging innovations. Beyond the exhibits, the expo serves as a major networking hub with growers, input suppliers, and policymakers using the gathering to discuss challenges facing the industry in 2026. International participation expected to remain strong, reinforcing the Central Valley's role as a global center for agriculture production and innovation. A coalition of more than 130 Central Valley farmers, water users, and agriculture organizations is urging President Donald Trump to use federal infrastructure funding to advance the long-planned enlargement of Shasta Dam, arguing the project is critical to improving water supply reliability for agriculture and rural communities. In a February 9 letter obtained by AgriPulse, signatories said raising the dam 18.5 feet would add new storage capacity, bolster drought resilience, and support food production across the region. They called on the administration to direct funding from the One Big Beautiful Bill toward completing the project and to accelerate permitting and final federal approvals. Multiple water agencies and members of Congress have also backed prioritizing federal funding for the project, describing it as a cost-effective way to expand storage, improve flood control, and stabilize deliveries to farms and communities. Advocates say decades of planning and environmental reviews have positioned the dam raise to move forward if funding is secured, making federal investment the key remaining hurdle. However, efforts to expand Shasta Dam date back decades and have repeatedly stalled over legal, environmental, and financial disputes. Environmental groups and tribes have opposed it, warning it could inundate stretches of the McLeod River and sacred sites while harming fish habitat. Congressional efforts to authorize or fund the project have been proposed multiple times, including pushes tried to federal appropriations in 2020 that did not move forward. Farm worker and anti-pesticide groups have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Pesticide Regulation, alleging the state is enforcing conflicting regulations for the fumigant 1,3-D and is failing to adequately protect public health. The complaint was brought by California Rural Legal Assistance, Californians for Pesticide Reform, and the Pesticide Action and Agroecology Network. It argues DPR has adopted overlapping standards governing exposure to the soil fumigant, which has been classified by regulators as a likely carcinogen. The groups are asking the court to invalidate the rules and require the agency to adopt a single, consistent framework they say would better safeguard farm workers and nearby communities. The suit marks the latest chapter in a long-running dispute over the pesticide and follows earlier litigation that forced the state to revisit its approach to regulating 1,3-D use. The Trump administration rounded out last week with a burst of ag trade announcements, providing new details on the recently agreed U.S.-India pact and opening the door to more Argentine beef. President Donald Trump signed an executive order to allow an additional 80,000 metric tons of lean beef trimmings from Argentina to enter the U.S. duty-free in 2026. U.S. Cattlemen Association President Justin Tupper stressed in a statement that the measure should be limited to a, quote, one-time measure of exception, not a template for routine quota expansions. Take note, the administration also has provided a few new details of a new U.S.-India trade deal. A joint statement says dried distillers' grains, red sorghum, tree nuts, fruit, soybean oil, wine and spirits, and other agriculture products will see tariff reductions. Major farm groups are welcoming EPA's decision to re-register dicamba, but the Friday announcement, which will allow the herbicide to be used this growing season, really wasn't a surprise. Nor would it be surprising to see environmental groups sue again over what the Center for Food Safety and Center for Biological Diversity called the, quote, drift-prone herbicide. The American Soybean Association, Agriculture Retailers Association, and the American Farm Bureau Federation were among the organizations that complimented EPA for approving what ASA called a clear, practical, and science-based label. The two prominent environmental groups, however, said, quote, experts have found dicamba drift damage to be the worst of any herbicide in the history of U.S. agriculture. Yet the current approval provides even fewer protections from dicamba drift and damage than past approvals. EPA says the new restrictions include temperature-based prohibitions on spraying, the strongest ever approved. You can read more at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. There's no better place to link the advances of agriculture technology with workforce development opportunities. That CDFA Secretary Karen Ross announcing the State Board of Food and Agriculture holding its monthly meeting at the World Ag Expo tomorrow. The discussion will focus on updates related to agriculture technology and workforce development. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, February 9th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.